brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got Larry Pratt coming up in the next segment, and we got state news, federal news on the Second Amendment, really hardcore. We'll get to that when he joins us. Michael Moore saying, you know, let's use the dead kids' images to terrorize the public into turning their guns in via collective guilt. Just total mind control. We cannot let this demonic Jabba the Hutt creature manipulate us and use dead kids as a terrorist, a psych terrorist, psychological terrorism, to submit to him and his bodyguards and all their weaponry so he can create socialism to steal our wealth and give it to himself and government bailouts. The families are just outraged by these slovenly demons. So the globalists will have to probably stage some more shootings to teach us to love them. Dirk in Arizona, you're on the air, Dirk. Welcome.
Hey, crybaby.
Hey, how you doing?
The other day I heard you say you don't know what to do anymore. So I saw one of your contest videos on YouTube called Alex Jones for Governor. Can you type it into YouTube or Google right now?
Sure, Alex Jones for Governor. What's it say?
Yeah, it's just those four words. I think it's number one or number two. Did you find it yet?
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex Jones for Governor. Just type it in. Did you get it?
Go ahead and make your point, okay?
Yeah. Anyway, I disagree with your decision not to run for governor. You were talking about that with Savage last week. And I agree with the guy on the video. He's wearing a Jason mask from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, let's punch him up. Let's Operation Paul Revere, Infowars.com content. I like a redneck Jason. That's cool.
That's right. Operation Paul Revere. Now, on that video, he talks about your son, and he says he's got seven good solutions. For example, as governor, you'll be able to throw out TSA from the airports. Number two, as governor, you'll be able to stop the chemtrail planes.
I didn't hang up on you, sir. Somebody's calling you. You want to flip over and say hi to them?
No, that's okay. Yeah, I'll let you go. But I just want to know, did you find the video yet? It's only.
Yes, I did. I just said I found it. Look, I hear you, and God bless you, sir. I am affecting more change on the radio, and I've always been honest about my past, which is I'm proud of my past. I mean, I've lived a pretty exciting, interesting life. But, I mean, stuff I've said is true, and then some, and then some, and then some. So, I mean, they would really use all that against me, which would be a great publicity stunt. But I'm not just interested in a publicity stunt. If I ever ran for office, Mike Hansen one time talked me into running for state rep, and for about a week I was signed up. And I read all of it and had to go to these fundraisers, I never really ran. And they spent it. Alex Jones lost. No, I didn't. I pulled out of the race. I was signed up for like a week, and I was having to go report to the Texas Elections Commission. And I looked at it and read the contracts where they could selectively throw me in jail for any reason. And I just didn't do it. I'd like to see Ron Paul run for Texas governor. I know there's a move to get him drafted to do that. And I'd like to see Rand Paul as president. He's a great statesman, and he's not a perfect person, but compared to everybody else, I know he's a real guy. It's like Jesse Ventura. I don't agree with some of Jesse Ventura's views. He thinks some of the tyranny stuff is really, liberal. But he's a real guy, and that's what I value, is someone who doesn't compromise. Man, I've gotten to spend a lot of time with Jesse Ventura on the road, video shoots, also as a consultant, to the show. And he's as real as it gets. That's what I like. That's what I'm into. It's real. I want reality. I want the real deal. I just love Ron Paul a lot. I mean, I've seen a lot of people that have even been on this show attack Ron Paul and play the race card stuff for no reason, like MSNBC, and that's because the entire left is circling the wagons around Obama because he is a horrible tyrant. They think it will discredit their giant government system, and they all live off the government one way or another, and so they believe in it, and so they're just coldly going with the divide and conquer orthodoxy. And I've seen a circling of the wagons of Marxists, Leninists, liberals, they're useful idiot morons, all of them. We've got to circle the wagons as libertarian constitutionalists.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the Ides of March, Friday the 15th day, 2013. I am your Alex, your host, Alex Jones. We are back now into the second hour. We're getting Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America lined up to be on with us with a big gun update right now. And I wanted to direct TV viewers, but also radio listeners, to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. First victim entrapped in New York under unconstitutional gun law. You know, they've been arresting veterans, running checkpoints. They've got a list of gun owners. They find over a seven-round mag. They charge you with felonies. And they are now doing stings where they're going to gun shows and places. And a lot of people don't even know that above 10-round mags or seven-round mags are outlawed from possession. And they're throwing the book at you. And Project Veritas has gone into New York police stations and things. They just say, look, you shouldn't have any guns, get a dog. Just like Michael Moore has said. And speaking of the self-propelled goblin, self-propelled stomach, Sandy Hook families rip Michael Moore's call to release crime scene photos. And so the issue here is that Michael Moore has bodyguards. I've run into them. on the city street. Hey, Michael, why are you against the Second Amendment? Bam, boom, you know, running into me. It's in my film, Martial Law. They've been arrested for having guns in illegal areas. He has guns, but you aren't. And they're always saying, oh, it's just reasonable restrictions. Wherever they're in control, like Chicago, New York, or other areas, they ban all of the guns. Okay? And the UN, in their own treaties, have said they want total abolition of civilian firearms ownership. So let's just get that straight here for absolutely everybody out there. That they are coming for our guns, and that's what Dianne Feinstein said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them in. Remember Obama said, I'm not coming after your handgun, your rifle, your shotgun, anything. Anybody says it's a liar. And I'm also not going to raise anybody's payroll tax but under $250,000 a year. Not your payroll tax, not your... He raised them all. And people are like, well, that's just what they do. I guess we've just rolled over then... So this type of criminality, well, the answer is no, we've not rolled over. And now the Sandy Hook families are getting really, 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 really upset over the fact that they are engaged in these type of activities. Now, here's another one. InfoWars is reporting Feinstein's doom bill, that's what Kirk calls it, squeaks by Senate Judiciary Committee. I don't think it's doomed. I mean, I see confidence in their eyes. And she said a few weeks ago, she said, there will be other incidents. More things are going to happen. This is going to go on. This is going to unfold. And they have set things up now, as Obama said, and it's their talking point, not one more child can be killed. What about the kids killed by the Mexican cartels with American guns shipped in by the White House under Fast and Furious? Does Michael Moore want to see the dead bodies of those children out there to, quote, what did he say, finish off the NRA, which they mean by the Second Amendment? They never like to say the Second Amendment. It's always the NRA, as if that's all there is with guns, because the NRA helped write the 68 Gun Control Act. They supported a bunch of other gun control. They've gotten a little more hardcore. We've had Ted Nugent on because he's on the board, and he's made them get more hardcore. But mainly because Larry Pratt and Gunners of America, for what is it, 40 years or so, has been there making them be hardcore. And we are joined now by Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, to give us a state of the Second Amendment in this culture war. And they admit that's what it is now. The system is calling it a culture war, where in the states the collectivists, the authoritarians, are in control. I mean, they are arming tanks, machine guns, weapons, more police, checkpoints for gun owners. And in the areas where there's liberty, all the jobs are flooding, prosperity. I mean, these people are terminally corrupt. Larry Pratt, Executive Director, gunowners.org, the only no-compromise major gun lobby on Capitol Hill. Thank you for joining us, sir. You bet. Okay, in the time we've got, what is front and center right now on the Second Amendment radar screen? The deadly gun bills getting out of committee.
It got out of committee, but Alex, we still think that that's not their first point of attack. What we're concerned about, the way the legislative structure has been put together right now on the gun fight, if you will, is... There's going to be a motion to proceed on, doesn't really matter much, one of these gun bills. Any motion to proceed will open up the parliamentary situation for adding other gun bills. So even if they say, well, you know, we don't really have the votes for this or that, if they put it out on the floor and they get that vote, they very well might get it to go through, especially if there's something that looks relatively innocuous at the beginning, and then they peg on some of these other measures to it, they could end up getting a lot more of their agenda than, frankly, right now. I don't think they can, but they can slip one through if we're not careful. So if people are going to communicate with their members of the Senate, please, anything that has gun in it, any bill that has gun in it, the request from the constituents is vote no on any motion to proceed.
What about your idea from 6 months before the election that, he would get back in, maybe, and then if they did, they were going for all the guns. We now have the memos confirming that they want to just ban them basically all. I mean, that's huge. What about getting on the offense, like you said, Congressman Stockman from Texas? I mean, we've got to get on the offense to get them on the defense.
Yes, that is so true, and that's the so defensively vote against any motion to proceed. That opens the candy store, and they can pick and choose as to which gun control they think they can get away with before the voters. But the way to even better head them off is to get more members of the House to sign on to Representative Stockman's bill that would take away the prohibition on guns at school. So finally, a teacher that's qualified for a concealed carry permit, a principal, a janitor, a visiting parent would be able to respond with a firearm were somebody to come into one of these murder magnets, which is what our gun-free zones have become.
Murder magnets.
20 years.
Murder magnets. Great term.
Well, unhappily, that's what they are. All of our mass murders over the last 20 years have been at a gun-free zone.
And the media advertises it for all the lunatics to go into. What about this? You pointed out if they'd staged Fast and Furious, they'd wind up a lunatic and you at least let them do it, clearly with the Holmes thing. Under psychiatric care, getting a DARPA grant in weird brain interface stuff on seven drugs. We now learn four of them psychotropic. She had this manual where he was reportedly planning it. There was a stand down by the top Air Force psychiatrist assigned to him. I mean, this really stinks. If they staged that, shouldn't we look at things, Larry, in the future? You know, that if they'd stage something else, they'd stage this.
Yeah, if they want a data mine, maybe they ought to look for kids that have Facebook pages for Satan, because the Newtown shooter had just such a page.
So did Herrick and Kleibold were into Satanism and Nazism.
Exactly. The guy that, and I hate to use their names, but the guy that shot up Congresswoman Giffords' town hall and liked to kill her also had an altar to the occult out in his backyard.
A skull, devil worship, and the guy that killed his grandmother with the hammer, and then when his mother died, got the illegal AR-15 and shot the fireman, he was a known devil worshiper on record.
So maybe we ought to put devil worshippers into some sort of protective custody. They're talking so much about having a psychiatrist say, well, you might be a danger to self or others. Maybe we've seen a pattern here. You play video games for hours on end, so you become completely disconnected from social contact. You become desensitized to murder. It becomes fun. Then you also get in a little time with Satan during the day. And we wonder why these things happen. It has nothing to do with whether a gun's available or not. These guys become thoroughly evil. They're going to get the means of mass destruction no matter what we do.
Absolutely. And that's why we have a right to protect ourselves. But what about the collective guilt thing? With Michael Moore saying, really with relish, let's show the dead kids. I mean, what a vulture demon. I've never hated him before. I've disliked him, but I really hate him. And also, Feinstein's been smacking her lips talking about the photos. I mean, just what a demon.
Didn't Feinstein get a wonderful comeuppance from Senator Cruz? Oh, my. Well, Senator Feinstein, if the Second Amendment permits the banning of certain guns, then by that logic, does the First Amendment ban permit the banning of certain books, but others being protected? And does the Fourth Amendment permit the invasion of some people's privacy, but not other people's privacy? She went off on that.
She said, how dare you lecture me? I've been here for 20 years. Well, that's the problem, witch.
Exactly right. Oh, she's indicting herself now.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, Ted Cruz at least has worked in the private sector and done a lot of other stuff and is a libertarian. I mean, this woman, you being on Capitol Hill for decades, have you ever been around her? I mean, just looking at her makes me cringe.
It's somebody that's very full of herself, as her own words were suggesting, that there's nothing you can teach me, little boy. What do you think, I am a sixth grader or something? No matter.
Well, to quote Emperor Palpatine, it's like, I am the Senate, Cruz. Sit out and shut up. I am the Emperor. Larry Pratt's our guest. Stay with us, Larry. We'll be right back with more updates on the Second Amendment.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When Larry Pratt leaves us here in about 15 minutes, we're going to air excerpts from InfoWars Nightly News last night with Senator Ted Cruz. Kind of the Ron Paul Revolution is what he's part of from right here in Texas. That's what's got the establishment Republicans so scared up there getting in her face. And her answer was belligerence and arrogance, just like Hillary Clinton. But I want to get into some of the victories we're having, but also the biggest threats. But Kurt Nemo wrote for InfoWars.com last week an article basically saying Democrats, Republicans, and NRA work behind the scenes on gun control measures. And the NRA said, we're in there working with them. And seeing the NRA in the past being pro-gun control, and most people don't know this, so can you speak to that? Not bashing the NRA, they've gotten better. But what is the danger with compromise from the Republicans and the NRA, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America?
Well, if the Republicans go for a compromise, which would be the instinct of all too many of them, and certainly John Boehner has that, I guess, deeply embedded in his DNA, then you open, as our legislative strategist Mike Hammond has put it, a guy with enormous experience up on particularly the Senate side of the Capitol, you open up the gun control buffet. Because once they get anything on the floor, then it's Katie bar the door. And so what we're telling senators and what we want anybody else that wants to try to shut this thing down is call the Senate, let your senators know, vote no on any motion to proceed on anything that has the word G-U-N in it. Doesn't matter if it's a John Wayne celebratory resolution. It's just not something that needs to be voted on, because then they can start getting into real mischief once the issue is open. If we keep it off the floor, if they have a filibuster going on the motion to proceed, or because they're just afraid to vote and put it out, because they know we're watching and we're going to try to take some of them down, Republican and Democrat, in the next primaries and election, then I think we may be able to dodge the bullet. So I think their main minimum objective at the moment is the so-called trafficking bill, which would be particularly vicious. Would say that if a gun is raffled, say, by an American Legion post, and it's raffled in a state, I'm pretty sure I'm right about Oregon being a pro-pot state. You can smoke pot under Oregon state law legally. But under federal law, that still disqualifies you from buying a gun. So the raffle is held, and the guy that wins takes his gun. Raffles typically are not done with a background check, but it turns out that the guy that got the gun is a prohibited person under federal law, even though he was allowed to pick his gun up while puffing on a toke. This is a real gotcha piece of legislation, very, very dangerous. And,
well, it's the registration. Let me bring this up to you then. What do you make? I think the way we beat them is getting the word out. Everywhere they're in control, they're now arresting veterans for over 7-round mags. They're doing stings on people. They want to fill the prisons with gun owners, and they want to start a confrontation. Where do you see this going right now as a battlefield analysis? How's the fight going? Because, yeah, they're politically getting in trouble, but they don't care. Their instinct to dominate us is moving forward.
Yeah, the veteran they picked on is in New York State. But now I think the legislators in New York State realized that maybe they shouldn't have let Cuomo buffalo them, if you will, and run that bill banning guns and magazines so fast, because there is a growing, building anger, and even people in New York State are talking about, they've talked to their state police in their county, and they've told them, you better not try to do anything for Cuomo's legislation, because that's illegitimate, we're not going to stand for it anymore, and you will start it if you try to come and take somebody's guns. And
that's right. Well, that's my concern. But it may be the only way it goes is that you see that 1776 collision coming. A lot of people who weren't ready for confrontation really are committed now, and that's not bluff. That's real.
Right.
And
yeah,
I just hope
there's a change in attitude. And by the way, the rank and file of those state cops said that they were in agreement. It was only the union type hierarchy in the state.
Yeah, have you suddenly seen the videos by New York State Police out doing their own shooting videos in uniform and others showing that you can shoot off 30 rounds just as fast with 10-round mags or 7-round mags? Have you seen those videos?
Yes, and it's a great instructional. Even if you're limited legally in New York State, with minimum practice, practice, you can be pretty good with a 7 or 10 rounds.
All right, I want to get an update on the Supreme Court, what's happening in Illinois, the states, and some other key points with Larry Pratt of GunOwners.org. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us in the Ted Cruz video, your phone calls, and a lot more than Joel Skousen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just telling Larry Pratt about the LA Times. We just sent him a link to it. He's reading it. There's also an Infowars.com report on it, but it's Patriot Peril is the headline. If you guys punch up my screen, I can show TV viewers right here. LA Times announces white men are the terrorists, and the Examiner got it right. It said LA Times says white men are a greater threat than Al-Qaeda. So really, really amazing. Amazing info to see that. And they say there's a new terrorist. They're Christian religious people, and they're white, and they believe in guns, and they believe we're coming for their guns, and they're belligerent. So we need FBI task forces to come after them. Here's the Southern Poverty Law Center report, and it's Larry Pratt and Alex Jones. I mean, they've really crossed the Rubicon on where you say, I don't want socialist health care, racist. I don't want gun control, you're racist. And you go, well, what's your argument that's racist? Racist! Larry Pratt, what do you make of that?
They are, I think, at a point where they're really getting kind of desperate. They were hoping that with Obama in for a term that where he doesn't have to face re-election, that it was going to be Katie bar the door. And I think that explains why the media feeding frenzy following Newtown has far outlasted the feeding frenzy that followed Columbine. But Columbine was only 4 years after the Democrats lost control of the House because of their support for Feinstein's gun ban. Well, now she's back, and the issue is heating up again, and apparently they think somehow they're going to be more politically able to take the heat. I don't think so. I think they're hurting themselves. Every day that they keep this debate going is another day that more Americans understand that, gee, these people really want control over about everything, don't they? Well, yep, you betcha. Now you've got the message. It's not just about guns. It's about everything that free people do and want to do. And Janet Napolitano is got to be really happy because she's the one that started out this, at least from the Obama administration, saying that it's people that are constitutionalists, pro-lifers, pro-Second Amendment, veterans. These are the potential terrorists that police need to be watching out for. No wonder jihadists are able to blow so many places up, because it's like Inspector Magoo, they're looking at all the wrong places.
Well, the LA Times actually says at the end of the article, Patriot Peril, it says it's time to shift from Al-Qaeda and shift to the right wing, and it really is like a bunch of Che Guevara revolutionaries. You know, they write all these weird articles about how they're going to arrest us and all the stuff they're going to do. I mean, it's really creepy.
It's creepy, but I think they haven't checked with the average cop who is maybe not as enthusiastic about defining a terrorist that way, because he's out on the street, the average cop is, and he would like to have as safe a working environment as he can. And I think most cops, maybe not up in the hierarchy where they're bowing and kowtowing to the politicians. But the average cop wants to come home at night, and he knows that there is an element of danger in his job.
Sure.
And his job isn't going to be made any easier.
Well, they know high gun areas have less crime. All the local and FBI statistics, it's like 49% lower. And the areas where they took all the guns are bloodbaths for everybody. Larry, what about the good news on the offense front?
Well, states are fighting back. Not only are sheriffs, and I think you and I have talked about that, and the number grows of the sheriffs that we have identified that are telling the feds, don't try that in my county, it's not constitutional, and I'll arrest you if you do. But states are now considering legislation that would tell the feds, we'll make it state law that we'll put you in jail if you come into our state and try to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. And in some cases, I think they've also broadened it so that if the feds try to arrest somebody for the kind of fertilizer he puts on his farm, or, you know, a number of other areas where the feds have completely gone beyond the limits of the
They're talking about jail time in rulemaking, as you know, last year for hay dust.
Well, the jail time that needs to be talked about is a minimum 366 days on a penalty for violating a state law, say a gun law, which, say, permits you to do something that the feds don't like in the Second Amendment area. If they get convicted in that state of an offense, and they could have been punished for up to 366 days, doesn't matter if they never served a day in jail, they lose their gun rights under federal law. And they're no longer
What about the gun manufacturers moving en masse to not sell to government agencies that are anti-gun? I mean, I think it's time to absolutely defeat these people, or long-term they're going to bring in the giant hordes of illegal aliens, indoctrinate them in socialism and anti-gun liberty, and it's game over. Now they're going to hunt us down, and then it'll be a giant civil war. These people are crazy.
They're very highly motivated because they want to control everything. They're convinced that, like socialists are, that they know best, and that we just need to shut up and do what we're told. And that's why political speech. John McCain and then others after him have tried to keep us from speaking as much as we could politically, limiting how much money we'd be able to raise and spend and so forth. These people don't want to have an argument. They just want you and me to shut up. They'd love nothing better than to take your show off the air and our email off the internet, which people can get if they go to gunowners.org. It's just a never-ending battle, and it's certainly not just about guns.
Larry Pratt, I know you got to go here in a few minutes. We were talking during the break. You know, any other tidbits of legislative news people need to know? And then we're going to roll some video for TV viewers, but for radio listeners, we'll give out the name at the end of the video when you're talking about it, of the video online. What is that headline? I think it's something like Joe Biden buy a shotgun. I think that's all it's called. And the other video with millions of views is Too Funny, Women Take Joe Biden's Advice. That's the name of the video. In fact, I'll have Kurt Nimmo repost it in the tiles at Infowars.com right now. It's got millions and millions of views, and it shows women who don't know how to shoot guns, obviously, firing 12 gauges. And I'll tell you, I've got 12 gauges when you're shooting double-aught buck or slugs that have a bigger kick than single shot without springs like Barrett's. I've got a Barrett, too, that have more kick. Okay, I mean, I got a little bitty short 410 snake charmer that has a bigger kick than a 50. It's just the way it works. And so you've got these women shooting high-powered 12-gauge shotguns, blowing them back, and then Biden saying, get a shotgun, just don't have an AR-15. But an AR-15, folks, is perfect for women because there's almost no recoil. My 8-year-old daughter shoots bullseye now at about 100 yards with an AR-15. Well, it's an M4 Bushmaster.
That I think you and I both are thinking about, and not only shows the women getting blown back on their backsides, but it also shows a lady who's firing an AR-15, boom, 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 boom. She hardly flinches, and she just keeps, you know, going to the next target, the next target, the next target. And the contrast, you don't need any lecture. You just have to look and see what happens to the women following Biden's advice or the women that follow somebody who knows something about guns advice.
What do you make of him saying, walk out and fire it in the air? In most cities, that's a reckless discharge. You're going to go to jail. I mean, he's giving people felony advice.
Somebody already did that, and he has been charged. And the problem is what goes up has to come down. And so if you're just firing to follow Uncle Joe's advice, you may put a load of buckshot right in the pool party somewhere down the block. And his advice also subsequently was followed up by an even better idea. Well, just fire through the door. Well, you really know what's on the other side of the door? Is that a really good idea? And meanwhile, if you fire both of those barrels, you manage to fire both without it blowing out of your hand, Mrs. America. You're unarmed now. All you have is about a 5-pound stick, and you'd have to reload, and that's going to take a little bit of time. So Uncle Joe would put you in even graver danger, assuming the gun's still in your hands after you fired it, and you haven't committed a local offense by doing it the way he suggested. Clearly, you know, when he had that shotgun in his hand and that picture that may have started this whole thing off, he's holding it and he's leaning slightly back. I'll guarantee you that if he did end up firing that gun after the picture was taken, which I doubt, he would have been just like the ladies. He would have been back on his keister.
Well, I mean, it's totally ridiculous. It's so easy with a shotgun. All you do is jam it into your shoulder. And it depends on the shotgun. But, movies show this giant kick. And that you like Police Academy or something. That's really not how most guns are. But yes, particularly a sawed-off shotgun has one of the worst recoils, but also the barrel rising. I carry a legally sawed-off Russian bounty hunter, just a copy of an American gun when I'm in my truck, because I know if somebody ever really does try to mug me or attack me, even though I'm proficient with handguns, Glocks, 40s, you name it. Colt 911s, all of them. The problem is under stress, even though I've been shooting guns since I was 4 years old, I may hesitate a bit or have a problem. That's why I like a double-barreled shotgun, because I can instantly jam it off safety with my thumb. It's got two triggers. There's absolutely no thinking about it. And I've got birdshot, like number eight. So I will not kill people 20 yards behind the person. But, yeah, Biden didn't say have birdshot or something. He said, what? And women are going to probably go by. They might buy slugs and kill somebody half a mile away. I mean, it is just the worst advice ever.
Yep. The vice president, the armorer in chief. we are just so fortunate to have such a talented individual and so well informed, too.
It is. In closing, Larry Pratt, thank you for coming on at least once a month to give us updates. GodHunters.org. People can go there, sign up for the free email alerts. Critical, critical, critical. And adjust sleep better at night knowing you've got your watchdogs up there on Capitol Hill, and we salute you. And people can also go to the site and become members. And if they don't, they're just not fighting back. The bare minimum you can do, folks. And people making videos. You know, our culture, we're only getting in the culture war for liberty now. That's why we're turning the tide. So I think the enemy pushing has awakened the sleeping giant. What do you say, Paul Revere?
I think you are dead spot on. I think the longer they continue this phony debate over Newtown, the more people are understanding that,
sure,
yeah, this is a battle for freedom.
Let's not discriminate against folks who have decided to be off the grid. Give the number out for people to call and join.
888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then the letters G-U-N-S. All right.
Larry, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless, sir.
I look forward to it. Thank you. God bless you, my friend.
You bet. There goes Larry Pratt. We would have had our guns taken if it wasn't for that group. I mean, you got to say one group, just that. Oh, man, I get goosebumps. I mean, that's a rock star right there. Okay, let's go to this David Knight report he put together for Aaron Dykes. It was Jakari Jackson last night, did the news portion on what happened with Cruz and the witch, Dianne Feinstein. Do you hear she's starring in the new Wizard of Oz movie? I mean, I saw an ad for it. That's Dianne Feinstein. So here she is. She has an instinct to dominate you and your family. She's going to have armed guards and her $1 billion or whatever with her husband. You're going to have your guns taken to be gang raped. So here is the witch king of Angor, Dianne Feinstein, throwing, here's Linda Blair puking split pea soup at Ted Cruz. Here it is.
One, I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years.
There was a rare discussion on the Constitution and individual rights today in the Senate. Senator Cruz brought it up with Senator Feinstein, and she was not amused.
There's some 100 pages of the bill that specify particular firearms that if this bill were passed, Congress would have deemed prohibited. Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights provides that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The term, the right of the people, when the framers included it in the Bill of Rights, they used it as a term of art. That same phrase, the right of the people, is found in the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. It's also found in the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And the question that I would pose to the senior senator from California is, would she deem it consistent with the Bill of Rights for Congress to engage in the same endeavor that we are contemplating doing with the Second Amendment in the context of the First or Fourth Amendment? Namely, would she consider it constitutional for Congress to specify that the First Amendment shall apply only to the following books and shall not apply to the books that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights? Likewise, would she think that the Fourth Amendment's protection against searches and seizures could properly apply only to the following specified individuals and not to the individuals that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights?
One, I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot. I've looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons. I've seen the bullets that implode. In Sandy Hook, youngsters were dismembered.
Feinstein waves the bloody shirt of Sandy Hook. She lectures the new senator on how long she's been around.
I mean, it's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I studied the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated.
You're a demon.
And I thank you for the lecture. Incidentally, this does not prohibit, you use the word prohibit, it exempts 2,271 weapons. Isn't that enough for the
people in the
United States?
Do you see how she changed a fundamental right to a government-granted privilege? You have a God-given right to own any weapon. That right is recognized by the supreme law of the land. But Feinstein graciously allows you to have only weapons she lists. The analogy that Cruz had but didn't press would be that all books would be prohibited unless expressly permitted. Feinstein would provide a list of government-approved books, and you should be grateful to her for her generosity.
I would note that she chose not to answer the question that I asked, which is, in her judgment, would it be consistent with the Constitution for Congress to specify which books are permitted and which books are not, and to use the specific
number? The answer is obvious, no.
So Feinstein says she wouldn't censor books, only guns.
Sir, Congress is in the business of making law. The Supreme Court interprets the law.
A senator knows, having attended law school and professes to have some experience in the Constitution, none of these rights are absolute.
There you go. The God-given rights of we the people, we who created the government and delegated carefully prescribed powers to it, we no longer have absolute rights. Congress and politically appointed judges will tell us what we're allowed to own.
That's right, and they give themselves absolute rights, though, above the Constitution, to insider trade, commit crimes, exempt themselves from gun laws. They are enemies. They work for the New World Order. They are the occupation army. And if you don't admit that, we have no hope.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
phone calls in this segment and the next, and Joel Skousen is going to be joining us via video Skype. To get into North Korea saying, nuke America, kill, kill, kill. I've never heard such an escalation, and we're going to see what Joel's take is on that and the gun grabbing that's going on and everything else. You know, Joel thinks we got 5-10 years till they really drop the hammer, and things do tend to move slow because that's how the globalists win. And I'm seeing things really move quicker and quicker, so we'll have a discussion about that and continue with your phone calls. Don't forget to support the broadcast. I know I forget to plug to support the broadcast. Support our sponsors on the radio, on the local radio affiliates you listen to. Spread the word about the broadcast. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news subscription to watch the nightly news that I and my reporters work on. And also the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the products. Clicking on the banners, supporting the online sponsors. That's what funds this operation. And the best films, books, you name it, are all available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call and ask any questions about ProPure water filtration discounted with promo code WATER and so much more by simply calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Robbie in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Well, it's a crazy world, isn't it? Larry Pratt gave us some bad news and some good news. The bottom line is we're in a fight for our entire Bill of Rights right now.
Oh, yes, sir. A little bit of good news here. The 52 out of 62 New York counties have introduced resolutions to repeal the New York Safe Act, and thank God my county, Oneida, is one of them. Five of the ones that didn't were in New York City, and the other five were just, I think, maybe more southern counties, but if they could introduce something like this, I really just don't want to live in this state anymore. And who's to say they won't do it again in the future? Even if we can get it repealed, you know, they've crossed the line with me. I don't own guns yet. I haven't had the money, but you know, I'd like the opportunity to. And it's just kind of ridiculous for people who were, you know, in the market, so to speak, and just and all the sheriffs are standing up too. That's a great sign.
Well, I mean, it's like 500 now or plus, but see, the feds don't care. They're going to run stings. They're going to harass. They're going to demonize. And again, I played the clips. Dianne Feinstein going, "We're going to get this done. If not now, later, there will be more incidents." And she smiles. I mean, she has this little demonic smirk, a little tongue. Little tongue flicks out. I'll play it later in the next hour. I mean, they know. They set it up where every time a child dies from a gun, it's your fault. It's collectivism. And every time, somebody beats up a homosexual, or it's everyone who's heterosexual's fault. Or every time a white guy beats up a black guy, it's racism. But if a black guy beats up a white guy, it's not reported. It's just all about identity politics. So that we can't get down to individual liberties, because we all have rights, and it's all about what does that person stand for? What do they produce? What do they do? What are their ideas? Then that's a great culture, where the people that have the real talent excel, and that's people from all groups. They want a mafia system where they control people through their racial and religious leaders. It's tribalism. And I want my tribe to be the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. I'm a constitutionalist. And I know it's inspired by God, and I know America's special and has a destiny. But America has been taken over for a long time, over 100 years, and been used as an engine of evil. And that's how evil has always worked. Next hour, your call coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.